Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Liv has been knocking it out of the park over the last couple of weeks. They've, knocking it out of the park. Nobody watches Liv, but this weekend, the Honda Classic, the top-rated golfer was the 18th in the world. Now, all of them are going to come back, and they're going to play. They like to play Bay Hill. They like to play. Obviously, they play the Sawgrass. But that was kind of an embarrassing weekend for golf. Chris Kirk won in extra holes. But Liv has been kicking some ass. They just found out that that Liv players can play in all four majors now, and Shane Lowry is thinking about adding Liv golfers to the Ryder Cup team. When that was thought that they're done, you can't play; they're not going to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. But apparently, Shane Lowry is thinking about it, and they're looking into whether or not they're going to take Liv players because, quite frankly, there's so many good Liv players that it's watered down. It really has taken a toll on the PGA Tour. Now, John Nucci put out, because of the lawsuit that Liv has against the PGA Tour, there are certain things that are coming out in the court documents, and here are some of them. Players in every Liv contract, this is what's in every Liv contract. Players must play in every Liv event as a fundamental condition of their contract, and Liv retains sole discretion in the number, location, or dates of events. Liv has already gone from 8 events, which was very attractive to the guys. Are you going to give me $200 million and I only have to play in 8 events? Well, this year it's 14. Already 14.
Well, look how it changed, and you're in now.
Yeah. Not including the 4 majors, so guys are going to have to play 18 times when they thought it would just be 12 or so. They've added 6 events, which I don't know how you're going to be able to play 6 more rounds of
golf. The grind, is there
24 more rounds of golf?
Well, I tell you how you do it. You do it through load management.
Well, actually, no. Their events are just 3. It's 18 more rounds of golf.
Yeah, because they're just 3.
3 rounds.
And what if they said, oh, by the way, we're going to 4 rounds now?
They can do whatever they want. Players grant and Liv an exclusive perpetual royalty-free, worldwide, irrevocable license to exhibit, exploit, and otherwise use players' identification in connection with any promo activities, apparel, and all content created by Liv during the term of their contracts. So they get to use their likeness in anything, which, all right, give me $200 million and you could use my likeness for everything.
Well, you basically sold everything for that amount of money, and if you're no longer happy with it,
but the PGA Tour was using their likeness on commercials and everything else as
Did
well.
Did you see the length of that though? Did you
for
see
for the length of the contract?
Yeah, and how long are their contracts?
Well, that's not in there.
Someone
had asked John Nucci that, and he didn't know that.
I think it's overreaching, this contract, because you had your marketing team had a greater ability. You've basically given all your marketing to Liv.
Again.
A chunk of it.
Again, it's like the Texans taking the $70 million and not having to do anything. If you're going to pay, and they've paid exorbitant, they've paid guys way more. The guys that are making money, the guys that are at the, Phil Mickelson can't shoot even par anymore. And he's got a $200 million contract.
Yeah, but he was so important.
Well,
you know,
it doesn't
matter how he does.
And Dustin Johnson. But all of these guys have gotten all of this money from Liv. And what do you got to give up? Oh, you get to promote me however you want? Okay. Oh, I have to play in 14 events? Oh, okay. They can't enter in any conflicting contract. They can't go on any other tour. Okay. Required to use their social media platforms to promote Liv. Okay.
But they didn't have to before for the PGA.
No, but they got a kid that's doing it. Here, kid, take care of my social media.
No, for them, they probably don't care as much about it.
Players are obligated to make required appearances, including multiple sponsorship activities. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, that's
fine.
Probably more than they had to.
Yeah. No, they had to show up on Wednesdays and play in events and do
PGA Well, you got your sponsorship stuff
as well.
But this could be more than that because they're still trying to grow Liv. We don't know specifics.
They have to be in a if they are asked to participate in a mini series documentary. Okay.
Hold on, but all of these were not included in that would have never been included in a PGA contract.
No, but they're getting a lot more money. They're getting a lot more money.
But they're not just getting money for nothing. Like,
it's not money for nothing, but they're getting guaranteed money.
What I'm saying is you no longer have any rights to your own. You've basically sold all your rights for the money. Right. Yes. There's no question it's more money. We've all known that.
You couldn't be in a competing tour when you were on the PGA Tour either. You couldn't.
No, we know that. We know that. But it's the other stuff here to me that is, I've never seen a deal like, most agents would say, whoa, this is too much. We want to have our own ability to pick and choose who we do stuff with because this is the Saudis.
They still have advertisers. They still have sponsors.
Yeah, they can still have sponsors, but a lot of the other stuff, okay.
They always have to wear Liv, okay? They have to wear Liv, okay? Even wherever they're going, if they're on at the tournaments.
They own you. It's like a Yellowstone brand.
Yeah. You don't get it.
It's
branded.
Not what that I know of. I have not seen if they're branding Liv on their chest.
No, they're not branding Liv.
And do they ever take any of these guys? Listen, I think people have been taken to the train stations at times. We know in Russia they take people to the train station.
No one from Liv has died and disappeared in between Wyoming and Montana.
And
no one.
And Saudi? Oh, really? Saudi Arabia? No one. No one goes to the train station?
By the way.
Journalists do.
By the way.
Journalists go to the train station.
Part of the contract. Players must not make statements or commit acts in public forums that are false, defamatory, slanders, or that may adversely affect the reputation or public image of any relevant person, like the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Okay, that
relevant
feels
person
a little
includes
bit more...
Liv shareholders and like this Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Like Phil's statement in the book, he was like, "Yeah, they kill people, but whatever."
You guys do know that
America... that was before he signed.
America is one-third America, one-third China, and one-third Saudi Arabia now, right? American sports, at least. LeBron is like, be quiet about China, right? When Daryl Morey said, freedom to the people of Hong Kong. Shut up, Daryl Morey! Shut your mouth! And everyone's screaming at him about freedom. You wear shirts about freedom all the time, but when Daryl Morey says something about freedom, Daryl Morey's an a-hole. Well, it's because he costs people money.
Right.
That's why. Tillman Fertitta's like, shut up, Daryl Morey. You're costing us money. So I'm sure James Harden's not even on TV anymore because I'm sure as soon as Daryl Morey went to the 76ers, China cut 76ers off.
I'm sure
76ers aren't played. Now, you've got Liv Golf now going on and Jake Paul. That was all in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. This big you've got Dana White takes the UFC over to Saudi Arabia. If there's anything we've seen, we know that America is about greed. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone has a price. And if you didn't believe, you thought golfers are bailing, you know, they know how bad the Saudi reputation is. When golfers are bailing, you know you got problems. That's why I wonder, Jake Paul, like, I can see the top boxing matches. Why would the top fights not be in the Saudi Arabian Kingdom from now on? Why would it not be? If they start offering that amount of money, you know what my question is, when will they go after next? China's already tried to do it. Because there's so much Saudi oil money in the Premier League now, like you already have that. It's not like the top soccer players are going to go there. I don't think you'd ever have a competing basketball league in Saudi Arabia. They have the money to do it, but I don't think you could get enough players. But here's a question, because I always think, how could this money impact in China or Saudi Arabia? The G League Ignite and Overtime Elite. So my kids are really into G. So that's where Scoot Henderson plays. He plays in G League Ignite, which is the elevated G League the high schoolers go to. Why would Saudi Arabia just not pay and say, all right, you know what? We want the top players to in high school, we're just going to start paying them $1 million a year. I think Scoot Henderson makes $500,000. But we're just going to pay him $1 million a year, and we'll have the high school basketball league over here. And the guys who don't go to college, we're going to have them playing over here. When is Saudi Arabia going to get involved in NIL or taking the best young players developmental? Like, do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, absolutely.
You do?
That's right, yes.
It's not great, though.
When, it, dude.
It's not great if
Saudi
somebody...
Arabia... The money that it's Saudi Arabia has in our businesses here in the United States is overwhelming.
Well, look at how
and
US
we're just looking at these golfers and putting them, the devil on them.
Oh, no, no,
when
no.
there are so many American businesses in bed with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yes. You're right. This has been going on since the 80s where people, where presidents and entire government structures won't do anything to Saudi Arabia. You'll go after everyone else, but not Saudi Arabia. 9/11. Can't touch Saudi Arabia.
So all of this stuff, you know who's building a golf course in Saudi Arabia right now? Jack Nicklaus. But boy, Phil and all these guys, you guys are the devil for taking Saudi money. Jack's building a course
but that's
right
already
now.
Gone. But Phil's the one who caught most of the bullets on that one. That's already Phil paved the way.
No, but
Phil
all crawled, of them are looked at.
Phil Mickelson crawled over stacks of $100 bills to the tune of $200 million with the $100 bill. Phil crawled over that so that Dustin Johnson and everyone else could, and Bryson DeChambeau could walk, so that they could run over the bands of $10,000.
Yeah, well,
Phil is a, it's when we start talking about the great, we start talking about Larry Doby and we start talking about not Brooks Robinson, Jackie Robinson, and Billie Jean King and Babe Diedrichson Zaharias and all these. People who broke down
trailblazers.
Barriers, the trailblazers, and then they're going to say, you know what else? You know who else, too, was a guy that really struggled, who was part of the struggle? Phil Mickelson. Look at what Phil Mickelson, the hardships that he had to go through so that other people, do you think golfers in the future are going to say, I respect the old heads like Phil Mickelson, the ones who, because of the sacrifices that Phil Mickelson made, I am here making $1.6 billion because Phil sacrificed and took the public relations hit in a $200 million check. Trailblazer.
No, Phil, he took the brunt of it. He took the brunt of it, no question. 916 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. John Daspit can help him out, maybe.
I would expect to see comments about, or posts about John Daspit from U of H Cougar basketball players now, along with a cool video. The NIL deal that he did with them is starting to hit, and you're going to see a lot of that during the tournament now, because John Daspit has been taking care of the U of H basketball team with NIL deals, U of H football team, DeMarvion Overshown at University of Texas. I think he's going to be even more active next year. But the thing is, he wants to make sure that he is, and he gives back to the community in a variety of different ways. But the community is reaching out to John Daspit because the word is out that, more and more people understand that John Daspit fights harder for you than anybody else is going to fight for you when it comes to injury. If you've been injured through no fault of your own, someone else's negligence, you're going to deal with hospital bills. You may miss time at work, physical therapy. How about the fact that that injury to your shoulder may never be corrected, or that knee may never be corrected? You'll just have to manage the pain. That's why pain and suffering is a big deal. And that's why they want to make sure that people who are hurt are taken care of by the insurance companies. And that's why he fights against the lawyers for the insurance companies, because they're trying to squeeze you and they're trying to get the smallest settlement possible for their client. Well, John Daspit's going the other way, and he's going to bully the bully for you. John Daspit and Daspit Law Firm is here for you. 713-322-HURT. Anyone in the state of Texas, if you know anyone, make sure you tell them about John Daspit, because he's got law offices around the state. 713-322-HURT, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we got a couple of things coming up here. 97.5 and 92.5's 50th Annual Bracket Madness. It's presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. And did we mention this is all free? You get in for free. Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. And on March 10th, we're playing golf.
10th.
Yeah, March 10th, we are playing in the Occasional Invitational. It's going to be at Wildcat Golf Club. We want you out there. Please, let's go. We need you out there. We want you out there. Fun round of golf. And it's supported by SiteJab. Thank you, SiteJab.com. And it benefits Kids Meals. This year's tournament will take place on March 8th. March 8th, not 10th. At 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to receive beverages from Carback Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com.
You're saying all these food places. All you're doing is talking about food this whole show.
I know, and I'm hungry. I know.
I'm starving right now.
925, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Abdullah in here. Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. What do you say, Abdullah?
Yes, hello, it's Abdullah. I am from Saudi Arabia. I'm just calling to let you know the whole idea of the high school players going to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia would not work because the Saudis are not like the American kids. They want to ship them to boarding school. They pay for the boarding school. The American families are happy with the company. Everybody's happy. It's not going to work. They don't like it. They want to drink. They want to do partying. That is not good for the country. That is why.
Okay. So I'm not sure how having American guys go there, of course. If there's no drinking and partying. Well, you're 18. You're not supposed to drink there anyway, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if the vices that that America's youth tends to gravitate towards would fly with the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of this. There's a lot of this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of maybe some drinking. I know there's going to be smoking, and I know there's going to be heavy petting and relations.
What?
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
It's hard to tell if that was even, I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't want to be out. I want to move away from this now.
You're not sure. And I'm not either about the serious, Yeah. Because our callers, and it's nothing against Abdullah, if that's your name. That is in fact your name, and if that was a real call, that's fine. But we have what we call to be hucksters and tricksters.
Yeah.
Who will call this show.
Yeah.
So sometimes, some of them are pretty good at doing tricky voices and whatnot. So some of the hucksters and tricksters, we just have to, we're always on guard for them. So we're not sure if that's, he was talking about boarding school. Like, it sounded like it could be a real call, but I wasn't really sure. But then I'd put it at a 60% no.
I don't think that was real.
Would you go lower?
I don't know. Okay, a couple of things. James Click got a job.
Yeah.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. No. James Click, absolutely. Now, yeah, he's an assistant, right? Yeah.
No, he's in charge of baseball strategy, or vice president in charge of baseball strategy,
he's not a general manager. No.
He got a job. No, he's not a general manager.
No, he's not a general manager. So there was that. A new pitch clock update by Jason Stark, 1.97 per game after the weekend. 1.97 pitch clock violations per game.
What was it before
game.
The update?
179. So 179. It went up a little bit.
So far we're at about 2 per game. You want 0 per game. You want there to be no violations. Yeah, let's get back into this because we haven't talked about it for a while. I'm not in favor of what's going on here. I'm not in favor of fundamentally changing a sport. I'm all for speeding the sport up not if the overcorrection means you have now changed the fundamental identity of the sport. And I think that's one of the concerns right now, is that hitters don't have time to even think. Like, baseball is a thinking man sport when it comes to the pitcher and the hitter trying to fool each other. And just listen to John Smoltz. You know, we don't get as much time on TV with John Smoltz, for example, breaking down what's going on and the mentality of the pitcher and the hitter. That's one of the things that's going to go by the wayside, that you don't even – you don't have time. I would tell you this. The play-by-play announcer is going to have to shut up, because you want to hear from John Smoltz.
Yeah. Well, unless John Smoltz is in the middle of saying something and, a home run is hit, that's bad.
Yeah.
So the play-by-play guy is going to take on a lot more, and then the color guy is going to take on a lot less. Absolutely.
I don't think that's great. These are some of the things I hadn't even thought about. Concessions. If the games are – did you say it was 33 minutes shorter?
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, that is way shorter. When your game is
– the Astros played yesterday in 2 hours and 6 minutes. Two hours and 6 minutes.
I mean, that's almost impossible.
Baseball was a sport where you'd sit. I mean, spring training, expect you sit in the sun, you drink a beer, you eat some peanuts, you talk. It's gonna be. Who's up? Wait.
I know. And I'm for the clock. Like, I'm actually okay with the clock. I think it needs to be a little bit more reasonable. And one thing that we saw already is there's confusion about, okay, is this on the batter or the hitter? Because one hitter. Was in the box, and somehow he had a strike called on him, and I'm still not sure how he had that called strike. There was a bases loaded game, bases loaded full count, and the game was ended because of a clock violation. Like, that is a nightmare for baseball if that happens. One thing I would suggest maybe, John, is you turn the clock off the last two innings of a game. If the game is three runs or less, maybe you turn the clock off. Maybe once there's two strikes, the clock goes off. I just think it's too rushed right now. It feels way too rushed. The pacing's too hot. And I think they can still get done what they want to get done, even if they added 3 to 5 seconds to these clocks. They could still get done. Or change it and say, okay, just like the last 2 minutes of a game, they stop the clock every time, the ball goes out of bounds. Have something like that in baseball where they say, okay, the last two innings – there's going to be no clock, because you got to bear down. As provided the game is the game is within four runs, a grand slam does it, or maybe when the game can be tied, maybe as soon as you have a runner on, maybe it's three runs. I don't know how it should work. I just think this is too much. I think this is going to be too much, and I really think it hurts guys like Kyle Tucker, who have rituals. They're no longer going to have time to do their rituals.
No.
Jose Altuve.
He said he was rushed. He couldn't do.
Yeah. And he said, you have to. He goes, these pitchers are good enough as it is. Now we can't really think. If you get a pitcher, there's going to be some pitchers, John, I think you alluded to this, who find out, hey, I'm better when I'm in a rhythm. Maybe I was taking too
fielders
long.
Fielders are going to like it more, too. Because you got to be
a lot more.
And yeah, shorter games too, less concentration time.
And they also say pitchers are not going to be able to really hum it up at 100. They're going to have to work, because they're working faster, throwing more pitches in a shorter amount of time, that the speed that they're going to have to pace better with, which I'd never really thought about that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pace their how hard they're throwing, or go as hard as you can, and maybe five innings is going to become the norm for a lot of starters. I don't think that makes baseball better.
Yeah.
Where your best players pitch less.
I don't know. We'll see. We got to give it a shot and see. You know what? They could always rescind it. We'll see if it. But I don't think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be around here. I think it's gonna be here to stay, and that's gonna be the new norm. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. We got some Rockets news on the other side, but first let's talk a little siding and windows.
Allstate windows and siding. Let's talk about the windows. They're made here in Texas. They're made right here in Texas. Why is that important? Well, it's important because it's a Texas, owned business with Texans working there, and you keep, your economy local. But more than that, they understand the weather we have here in Texas. I mean, drastic freezing, unbelievable floods, hurricanes, the wind that's hurricane strength winds, tornadoes, hailstorms. I mean, the humidity that constantly makes everything damp and moist. You need to have windows that stand up to it, and that's what Allstate Windows and Siding do. They are double-pane, double-strength windows. They make the houses quieter. They provide a greater level of safety. But I think most importantly, they help make your home up to 40% more energy efficient. And that's a really big deal when you have windows that are retrofit to your home, specifically to the cut of every window size. When you call 832-204-1936, that's 832-204-1936, you can ask for the winter special right now, and you're going to save 33% off of your window installation. That's a big deal. And they've got great deals going on for siding installation as well. So make sure that you're getting the siding deal or the window deal. You have to find out which deal is going to be for which. Make sure you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. That's how you trigger that special. But go to the website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 936 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You better get in a hurry. It looks like the Rockets are going to sign Willie Cauley-Stein.
I like it.
Bobo was good last night.
What's that?
Bobo was good last night.
They made a comeback with Bobo.
I know. A Bobo.
Boban. They made a comeback. Well, you call him Bobo. It's fine. Boban. That's a
Bobo was, he was in there early, and then he was in there in the, and there it was 108-103, and you're like, what the hell?
You're going to – there. By the way, the big story is that for the second game in a row now, he has been – Şengün has been benched for the fourth quarter. And this is starting – I mean, this is – and Steven Silas, did you – do you have that sound, Steven Silas, in the press conference? I sent you a – Steven Silas, Brad Doe had it on his Twitter, but Steven Silas basically said he's not playing defense.
He was.
That's what he said now he had a good game. He had a good game, but he was basically saying he's not playing defense. There's something going on. I have heard this now from someone in the front office, from somebody. Well, I've just now heard this from now, not only two places. You've heard it too. There's something going on where I guess that there is a real disdain for the defense that and the effort that this guy gives, Alper and Şengün. It's just weird because what about everyone else?
Wait. That's all I see out of him is effort. I mean, what I heard is they don't love is his plus minus. Jabari was minus 27 last night. Mm-hmm. Jabari is really, really – now, there, he can't do anything about it because he was the third overall pick, and they're going to have to take their lumps with Jabari. Jabari has been a huge disappointment. Alper and Şengün plays hard every night. He's grabbing double-digit rebounds. He's 50% from the field.
Yeah, but what's he doing to close out high screen and rolls?
He's 2.5-1 on his turnovers.
No, but they're probably talking.
I know.
They're talking screen and rolls.
Here's the thing about Alper and Şengün right now. He can't guard other centers.
Hold on. You know who they're holding accountable? Alper and Şengün. Finally, they hold somebody accountable. Where was it for Kevin Porter Jr.? Where was it for Jalen Green?
Where is it for Jabari?
Jabari
played 38 minutes
last
night.
So this is the guy who they're going to hold accountable, which is fine. I'm all for it. If you don't think he's defending the way he's supposed to, hold him accountable. But that's just, we have heard behind the scenes, like there's this ongoing thing about Alper and Şengün. And now you're to the point where you start wondering, well, I don't know. It's not that I don't know what the point is. It's never too late to start holding people accountable. It's never too late on a bad team. It's just you wonder about the timing of this a little bit. So, I don't know. It's going to be curious to see how this plays out. I can't imagine a scenario where Steven Silas is back. I mean, these are his last few games. So, there's no chance he comes back, right?
No. There's zero chance he comes back. And now they're starting to – the Rockets –
Here. I want you to hear Steven Silas.
Okay.
Now, he's not playing defense. We're not closing out.
Well, what?
It sounds real here. Listen to this. Yeah.
but we need everybody to give effort on the defensive end.
Is that why LB didn't play for the last quarter or so? Were you concerned with, you know, how they would do defensively?
Yeah, I mean, they went at him with every pick and roll, every single one. You can't.
So what he's telling you is that Alperin doesn't guard the pick and roll. And listen, that's kept good basketball players off the court. It's been a concern. You have to be able to play the pick and roll if you're big in today's NBA, or you have to be phenomenal offensively. What I would tell you is you better figure out how to keep him on the court. I can tell you that. You better be coaching him, teaching him. Ultimately, it ain't going to be on Steven Silas because his time is just about over. But whoever the next guy up, your job, your number one job, well, your number one job is to make sure Jalen Green is a professional and approaches the game in that manner. And your number two job is to make sure that Alperen Şengün learns to be a pro player on both sides of the court. Because if not, you will lose too, and you will eventually be fired too. Their growth is the most important things. Those two guys. Zach Lowe, here's Zach Lowe. Zach Lowe says, oh, really? Well, you know what number three is, Lance? Number three is really easy to decide. I'll tell you exactly what number three is.
Like you, I'm worried about Jalen Green, to be honest with you, because I just haven't seen like any improvement with his decision making and his defense, like since he entered the league. Like you want to see guys.
He's gotten making, worse. He's gotten worse.
Exactly. And so like, and that's where, you know, I'm worried about the trajectory that he's on. And, but like, if you get the GM job tomorrow, you come in there, you fire the coach, you get rid of Kevin Porter, and you know, you need to clean out.
Hold on, just stop for a second. You're out of the Kevin Porter business. If you're Jonathan Givony GM, you're just out.
Non-guaranteed contract, right? Like, just cut him. That's it. And you're sending a signal to the league, we're going to do things differently from here on out. You know, when you talk to people around the NBA about Houston, you just don't hear good things about their culture, you know, about their locker room.
You hear it's a circus. It's like a complete circus.
You talk to, you know, people that are on that team, they're like, we are a mess, you know? And so do people want to work with this organization, you know? But, like, you could change that fairly quickly, I would think, if you come in and you get rid of the bad apples and you change the coaching staff, and all of a sudden you're Houston. You're the third biggest city in America. You know, like there's a history here of you actually being good. Like you said, you have picks, you have cap room. There are some things to work with. Şengün is a very interesting guy to build around. And, you know, Jalen Green is, even if he's a six man, you know, like he's pretty freaking dynamic and explosive, and his scoring instincts are incredible. So there's some things to work with Houston for sure.
So number one, it was Jonathan. It's Zach Lowe's podcast. It's Jonathan Givony talking to Zach Lowe on Zach Lowe's podcast. But I would also tell you that what's interesting is, you know, Brian Windhorst came over the weekend, made a comment that the Houston Rockets are a renegade operation right now, is what people in the league are saying. It's a complete renegade operation, and the players are completely out of control. This is now Jonathan Givony, Zach Lowe, and Brian Windhorst, three guys. Now, could it be one disgruntled player like Eric Gordon? Yeah, there's a chance it could be Eric Gordon. But I think it's probably more than that. And I think you're going to keep hearing this. And the guy that I would be concerned about, or the guy who should be concerned is Rafael Stone right now, because Silas is going to be gone. And at some point, the blanket of tanking, where you can just call everything tanking, and you can excuse every bad performance away. You just say, well, we're just tanking. I mean, we're tanking. At some point, people are going to start to say what we're saying, which is, yeah, you can say you're tanking, but where's the improvement from different players? Where's the professionalism? Where's the defense? Like, we're not seeing any growth from these guys other than Şengün. He's one of the only ones that I've seen growth from. And so at some point, Rafael Stone's going to start catching bullets, because is he the guy that's allowing this to go on in the locker room? Why does he not have more veterans? You know, I'm a big proponent. I don't believe that Rafael Stone is a proponent of – most of the analytics guys don't believe in a high percentage of basketball analytics guys. I know Daryl Morey didn't believe in – he didn't believe in chemistry. He doesn't think that's a real thing, because it's not quantifiable. There's not a number you can put on chemistry. So these guys only think in terms of math. So if there's not a quantifiable number for chemistry, then that's a human concoction. Well, the human brain does not work in ones and zeros. The human brain, there is emotion involved. There's bias. There is You are not working with static numbers. You're working with fluid personalities. So you can't just act like there's no such thing as chemistry. You can't act like there's no such thing as locker room culture. It's 100% been proven. You've got the Astros right here if you really want to know. And I know the argument would be, yeah, chemistry. Let's look at the numbers. And look at Yordan as this and Bregman as this. I would tell you that their sustainability is because they have built a chemistry and they have built a culture that this is the way things get done. And there is a love and a caring for each other. And I think basketball diminishes that. And I understand there's fewer players playing, but Daryl Morey was very much robotic. And he even told me there's no such, the chemistry is overrated. Just get guys who can play. And I know, no. You know, Rafael Stone believes that too. Well, that's fine if you still got James Harden and, you know, you're teetering on the brink. When there's no James Harden here and there's no P.J. Tucker and all these little pieces that were held together and you don't have chemistry, guess what? It turns into the worst team in basketball for 3 years in a row. This is a major issue, not having chemistry, culture, and accountability. And they better figure it out this offseason. They better start to do it. It can't just be draft more young guys to add to young guys. Ugh. Once again, it was also unfair. Did you hear Gavone mention vibes at all? No. So he's going after the Rockets being, you know, this, that, and the other. But I think one of the unfortunate things is he never mentioned how good the vibes have turned into, you know, for the Rockets. He didn't mention that. So
did he mention Jalen Green's nails? Not once.
He didn't mention the nails, the new haircut, the Instagram stories. There was no mention
Kevin,
of that.
Did he mention the Kevin Porter Jr. cut his hair for the team?
No, that was Jalen.
No, Kevin Porter Jr. cut his hair.
What Jalen did recently, too.
Oh, no. Like this. Coming into this season, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because...
Well, no, he didn't mention any of that.
So he and Jalen didn't look identical.
And then Jalen cut his hair. But Kevin has a more natural cut. But, yeah, I would take everything Jonathan Gavone said with a grain of salt. Because there was... Obviously, there's an axe grind. There's no mention of vibes. There's no mention of Instagram stories. There's no mention of
how good
the shots.
Nails look.
Like, how good the clothing is going into the... In the individual shots. Like, there's none of that.
Walking
it's
into
just
the
about,
arena.
Oh, they're not winning. Oh, they don't play together. Play defense. Oh, they don't
it's a circus,
get along.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a circus, blah, blah, blah. Nothing about anything about vibes. Like, that just tells me the league is not caught up with the Rockets yet.
You know what?
From a vibe check.
Well, what about from a tequila check?
I don't know. I can't speak for them. I'm hoping that they do the right thing and add Maestro Dobel to everything that Tillman adds it to every restaurant he's got. Maestro Dobel is a tequila that is made in Tequila, Mexico. It's huge in Mexico. Huge. It's considered a really high-class tequila, and they're here in the United States as well. They've been doing a lot of marketing stuff, but you really need to ask for it by name whenever you are looking for tequila. If you're a tequila connoisseur and you've got your tequilas you buy, I totally get it, but I do want you to try a new one and just see how it compares. You can send me a tweet. Send me a direct message. Let me know how you like it compared to some of the other tequilas. Because a lot of people have either added Maestro Dobel as one of the tequilas they keep on their shelves, or they have switched completely. And I have had that message so many times. Maestro Dobel has 11 generations of tequila makers that have fine-tuned the process, whether it's silver, smoked silver, Cristalino, which they invented the category, Añejo, Reposado, it's all available. All you have to do is go to Maestro Dobel, anywhere fine liquors are sold, and you're going to find Maestro Dobel or wherever your favorite restaurant is. And if they don't care it by name, ask for it by name, Maestro Dobel.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, what's the most expensive potato chip in the world?
It's probably... Something that is it gold? Is it does it have gold?
Nope.
On it,
it's heart shaped. Actually, 100,000 pounds. There is a.
It's a chip.
It's a chip
or a bag of chips.
So apparently, a company Walkers is looking for the best heart shaped potato chip, and the woman found it in her bag, and she took a picture of it, then she ate it. But you weren't supposed to eat it. You were supposed to keep the bag and the chip. and sent it in. So she ate a 100,000-pound chip.
Oh, no.
Most expensive chip in the history of the world.
Well, who would have thought to keep the chip?
Well, she didn't know.
I mean, that's a pretty damn good heart.
She just said, oh, well. Lance, big ups to Ramzan Kadyrov.
Yeah, that guy's doing it up big.
He was awarded the Hero of Chechnya.
Oh, yep.
The Hero of Chechnya medal. Uh-huh. He was awarded the Hero of Chechnya. Do you know who gave it to him?
Putin?
Nope, himself.
Oh.
He awarded it. He's the leader of Chechnya, and he feels like he won the Hero of Chechnya
That's
award
like
medal.
When Hatchet Man started the Handicappers Hall of Fame and put himself in it.
Lady Gaga's being sued. Are you worried about this?
No. What's she being sued for?
She's being sued by the dog thief accomplice who returned her pets. There was a $500,000 reward, and she didn't give it to him. Of course, he helped steal the dogs.
Right.
So,
well, but did she put on that? He may have to have a point.
She never said.
Did she say you cannot be someone who stole it?
I don't think you can get paid for something that you stole. I don't think you're going to be liable.
Sometimes, no, that's not true, because sometimes it says, return this cat or this dog, no questions asked, $1,000. Like, I've seen that sign. We will give you $1,000, no questions asked. If I'm thinking this is a $500,000 no questions asked deal.
Yeah.
Did you say 500,000?
Yeah.
That
was the reward.
Was that the reward? Yeah. Half a million?
Remember, she really liked those dogs. And her dog walker got shot and everything, remember? Yeah.
You don't remember that? Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah,
I was for a while, I was out on Lady Gaga news.
No,
I've got the alerts now on my phone, but that must have been when I had those alerts off.
Lance, China has invented a kissing device that lets you smooch over the internet. You can put your mouth on there and kiss the lips on the mouth on the internet, and the person on the other end can kiss you back. No tongue. Do you feel like this? You should be able to...
In light of the news that came out over the weekend, I'm out right now on inventions from China. After the Wuhan stuff came out, I'm like, no, China, I know you invented this. I'm just going to...
I don't know that...
I don't want to do this virtual invention either.
I don't know that that's going to start a pandemic, okay? But...
Kissing, virtual kissing?
What's going to kiss you? Kissing your own computer.
What's going to kiss you?
You're going to kiss... You put the lips on there and kiss and...
I feel like we're wasting time with this stuff. Don't you have more important things to do, to invent? Of course, those dolls are already out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Those robots.
All right, we're done. Paul,
you got those robots out there. Would you like the virtual kiss? Guys, what are you we've got these. Have you seen these robots? Why am I wasting time with virtual kissing when I got these robots out here?
Do we have these robots? Apparently, I just saw a story where all these robots have been laid off by a company.
The sex robots are
getting laid off? 100-some robots have been laid off. They were cleaning the kitchens and kitchen cleaners for the company, and they've been laid off. Now, all of a sudden, now what are robots going to do? Sitting around, not working?
Yeah.
Now what?
And what do you think robots are going to do when they're not working? All of a sudden,
riot.
Turn to crime.
Right. You're damn right they are.
And guess who's hard to beat when it comes to crime? These robots. Boston Dynamics has been creating. It's hard enough people stealing stuff out of Walgreens, not just loading bags up. Just imagine with robots. What did he look like? You have a description of the perpetrator? Mean robot.
That's all I know.
A 5-foot robot. I don't know what to tell you.
We're done. Paul Gallant next. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.